Morning Watch. Philippians, Week 5. Pursuing Christ as our goal. Philippians 3, verses 11 to 21. Tuesday. Philippians 3, verses 12 and 13. Not that I have already obtained or am already perfected, but I pursue, if even I may lay hold of that for which I also have been laid hold of by Christ Jesus. Brothers, I do not account of myself to have laid hold, but one thing I do, forgetting the things which are behind and stretching forward to the things which are before. Related verses. 1 Corinthians 6, verses 19 and 20. Or do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God, and you are not your own? For you have been bought with a price, so then glorify God in your body. 1 Corinthians 9, verses 24 to 26. Do you not know that those who run on a race course all run, but one receives the prize? Run in this way that you may lay hold. And everyone who contends exercises self-control in all things, they then, that they may receive a corruptible crown, but we an incorruptible. I therefore run in this way, not as though without a clear aim. I box in this way, not as though beating the air. Hebrews 6, verse 1. Therefore, leaving the word of the beginning of Christ, let us be brought on to maturity, not laying again a foundation of repentance from dead works and of faith in God. Ephesians 4, verses 14 and 15. That we may be no longer little children tossed by waves and carried about by every wind of teaching in the sleight of men, in craftiness with a view to a system of error, but holding to truth and love, we may grow up into him in all things, who is the head, Christ. Portions from the footnotes. Philippians 3, verse 13 says, Brothers, I do not account of myself to have laid hold, but one thing I do, forgetting the things which are behind and stretching forward to the things which are before. Footnote 1 on the word not. Paul had experienced and gained Christ tremendously, yet he did not account of himself to have experienced Christ in full or gained him to the uttermost. He still endeavored to pursue toward the goal, the gaining of Christ to the fullest extent. Footnote 2 on the word forgetting. In order to gain Christ to the fullest extent, Paul not only forsook his experiences in Judaism, but also would not linger in his past experiences of Christ. He forgot the past, not to forget, but to linger in our past experiences, however genuine they were, frustrates our further pursuing of Christ. Footnote 3 on the word stretching. Christ is unsearchably rich. There is a vast territory of his riches to be possessed. Paul was stretching out to reach the farthest extent of this territory. Portions from the Life Study Messages. We should not be satisfied simply with Bible knowledge, not even with the knowledge of Philippians 3. We need to have the actual pursuing of Christ. The Greek word for pursue in verse 12 can also be translated persecute. Before Paul was saved, he was persecuting Christ in a negative way. After he was saved, he pursued Christ to such an extent that we may even say he persecuted Christ, but in a very positive way. To persecute a person is to trouble him and refuse to let him go. Before Paul was saved, he bothered Christ and would not let him go, persecuting him negatively. But after he was saved and had been gained by Christ, he still persecuted him, but positively, for he refused to let Christ go. We also should persecute Christ in this way. This is to pursue Christ in order to gain him. Do not let Christ go. Bother him, persecute him, in order to gain him. To persecute Christ in this way is exhausting. As we persecute Christ, we should spend ourselves completely. Our whole being with all of our strength should be consumed in pursuing Christ. Do not allow Christ to get away from you, but seek him, pursue him, persecute him in such a positive way. Then you will gain him. The first aspect of the way to pursue Christ is that we do not consider ourselves to have gained. Following this, we need to do one thing: forget the things which are behind and stretch forward to the things which are before. I believe that the things which are before are things concerning Christ and his body, the church. Let us all forget the things behind and pay attention to the bright future ahead of us, a future of gaining Christ and experiencing him to the uttermost in his body. Today's Christianity is without impact, power, and authority because it has been cut into pieces and made subject to confusion. What is the remedy for such a degraded situation? The remedy consists simply in pursuing our wonderful Christ. If we would set our mind on pursuing Christ, there would be no problems. Only Christ can enable believers of different nationalities and cultures to be truly one. Let us all pursue Christ to such an extent that we are willing to count as loss even our national philosophy and characteristics on account of him. Our national characteristics are used by the enemy, Satan, as substitutes for Christ. The enemy uses them to keep Christ from having adequate ground in our being. May the Lord have mercy on us that we would pursue Christ, forgetting the things behind and stretching forward to the goal established by God, that we may obtain the prize he has prepared for us.